This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's important for parents to monitor what public schools are teaching their children and also what the schools are not teaching. If you want your children to grow up to be patriotic citizens, they must be taught American history as it really happened, not as the liberals wish it had happened. It's become pretty clear that the liberals would like to wipe out our religious heritage and pretend we've always been a very secular nation. Today's schools seem to be more concerned with teaching our kids a philosophy of political correctness, diversity, multiculturalism, and feminism. One way to teach the truth about our heritage and dispel false myths is to take a trip to Washington, D.C. and read the many religious inscriptions that are engraved in stone on our famous monuments. Another way is to honor our nation's birthday today, the 4th of July, by reading and rereading the Declaration of Independence. As you read the Declaration of Independence on this 4th of July, reflect on the fact that it is America's great religious document, the official affirmation by the American people of their belief and faith in God. The Declaration affirms God's existence as a self-evident truth that requires no further discussion or debate. The nation created by the Great Declaration is God's country. The rights it defines are God-given. The actions of its signers were God-inspired. Many of the men who signed the Declaration paid for their courage with their lives and fortunes, and that's why we are able to enjoy our freedom and independence today. The Declaration contains 5 references to God: God as supreme lawmaker, God as creator of all men, God as the source of all rights, God as the world's supreme judge, and God as our protector on whom we can rely.
Surveys show liberal professors outnumber conservative professors on college campuses by 10 to 1. At the Eagle Forum Collegian Summit in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19, outstanding conservative leaders would equip students with moral and intellectual defenses to challenge left-wing ideology. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy 3. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes, men who despise you, enslave you, tell you what to do, what to think and what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines, you are men. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. Let us use the power to make this life a wonderful adventure. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. A world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass and dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Let us all unite!
All right, folks, welcome back. We're in the Corporation Nation. I'm going to remind folks that we do have a new chat room, and that is corporationnation.chatango.com. With me today is Freeman Burt. His website is onlyfreemen.com, and we are discussing the concept of status. we're actually taking a giant crap on it, really. But the concept of status and how that, it either gives or takes away or does both certain rights, privileges, and immunities. And what we've discovered is, under the California Code, a member of the public is specifically defined as someone who seems to be outside of the law. A member of the public is someone who is inside the law, whereas someone acting as an employee or in the scope of his legal duties seems to not be a member of the public and therefore not subject to the same quote unquote equal protection of the law. It's a very interesting thing to realize because, and again, we used the example of, well, why is it okay for a policeman to hit me but not my best friend? Or why is it okay for a policeman to suddenly use a million volts of electricity on my person, whereas if anyone else did that, I could sue the heck out of them? So it's an interesting little dichotomy there.
Yeah, let's review that term status for the folks.
Go ahead.
Okay, status, standing. Very important word. When you're in court, isn't that one of the most important things that they want to know what your standing is? But they don't tell you that it means the same thing as status. So state or condition, social position. Wow, that rhymes. So your social position is important. The legal relation of individual to rest of community. That's another thing that people need to comprehend. You being a member of the community is not the same as you being a member of the public. You could be a member of the public and be subject to the community, which in fact is what a 14th Amendment, you know, supposedly citizen is. A statutory citizen is subject to the community. So if you're not part of the community, then you're a subject. the rights, duties, capacities, and incapacities which determine a person to a given class. So there we're talking about a class again.
Right, and you know, that was the whole purpose or the supposed purpose of this whole nation thing that we have was to sort of get away from the class structure. But apparently that is all fallacy.
Yeah, because the people that supposedly were allowed to run this supposed government, they figured out a really good way to put themselves on top of the rest of everybody else, which is, in fact, the purpose of every government. Every government in any country, when you set it up, it's like a disease that has to be kept in control. I mean, that's what the founding fathers supposedly said, right? Mm-hmm. That you have to keep it in control. And if you don't, it becomes a virus. And it then infiltrates into the free people, and they realize, hey, we could be a little more free than some of the other people if we get into the government and we change everybody else's status to one lower than us. When in fact, the people in the government have a lower status than the people because they take a position as a servant. So then the definition goes on and says, a legal personal relationship not temporary in its nature, nor terminable at the mere will of the parties with which third persons and the state are concerned. So once they put you in that status, guess what? They want to keep you there. That sounds like the free America, right?
No such thing.
Yeah. So understanding what status is then opens up the door for you to comprehend a lot more things about the way the system works. So the next term we may want to look at, Clint, would be body politic or corporate.
Well, now, before we do that, is not the slave, is that a status?
It's a status.
Is it a class?
It's a class.
But is it a standing? Because you really have no standing as property.
Well,
if
you're property, you have standing, which is you have standing as property.
Well, yeah,
I mean, that is your standing. But you as a free man, as one of the free people, you have no standing against a piece of property.
Right.
I mean, how can you possibly have standing against a chair?
So if you have the status of slave, which is property, there is no way that you could actually sue someone with a status of citizen because they are not property, or they are not the property of another citizen, I guess is the best way.
Right. They're at a higher citizen. And that's why in order to make everybody equal, because they try to put you at the same equal status as a corporation. I mean, come on. How can you stand in court and sue a corporation, which is like a chair? How can you sue a chair? It's a piece of property. So either the property comes up to your level or you go down to the level of the property. And that's what they do to us in court day in and day out. They bring us to the level of the property, which means they bring us down to the status of person. And the corporation is supposed to be a person as well. So now you're both equal. Now you can sue each other. Makes
no
sense.
Well, and that's, you know, if you go to Section 1981 of Title 42, it's very specific that you have the right to sue and be sued. It's a very important right because without it, how could government possibly make you do things?
Yeah, so you have the right to put yourself in that status to sue and be sued as property.
fun with words. So you want to move on to what is a body politic?
Yeah, body politic or corporate. I mean, that expression, see, and what really is, it's interesting is when you learn this, some of these basic terms, you will be able, they will just pop at you when you're listening to the news. They use these terms day in and day out.
Yeah.
But it goes right over our heads. Because we've never taken the time to understand what they mean. So you want to do that one, body politic?
Sure. This is Black's fourth edition legal dictionary, Body Politic or Corporate, a social compact. I love the word social, too. A social compact by which the whole people covenants with each citizen and each citizen with the whole people, that all shall be governed by certain laws for the common good. A term applied to a corporation, a municipality, middle states, oh, those are all court cases, actually, or a school district, state or nation or public associations, Utah State Building Commission for use of benefit, da-da-da-da-da. Basically, a term applied to a corporation, social compact. We'll be back, folks. Stay with us.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
My neighbor, welcome again to this neighborhood. I'd like to show you something. You know what this is? Well, maybe if I press this button.
There are so many things to learn about in this world, and so many people who can help us learn, and so many people who can help us learn.
Did you ever grow anything in the garden of your mind?
All right, folks, welcome back.
You can grow ideas.
No, I was asked by some folks out here in Utah, some local folks, to do a little public speaking, something that I'm not exactly used to. I like to hide behind the little microphone here in my basement and be perfectly comfortable without anybody watching me. So I'm going to have to imagine a big naked audience, unfortunately. But if you're around the Utah area, the Salt Lake and Utah County area, I'm going to be speaking about Common Core and going through my whole presentation on, well, Common Core really is just a little tiny little piece in a major, major puzzle. And without the Common Core standards, that puzzle would not be able to exist. It's kind of, I refer to it as a train, Common Core being the coupling to the train. If you just release the coupling, which is the Common Core standards, and the whole train would basically fall apart. The bad part about that, of course, is that the steam engine that is now pulling that train is the United Nations. So, if you're in the area and you have some free time, it's going to be this Saturday, which is just 2 days away, at 2 p.m. It's a free event, and it's at the Spanish Fork Fairgrounds in Utah County in the High Chaparral Room in the back near the Ponderosa Room, close to the arena there. And we'll be talking about a lot of issues, including Agenda 21 and the private partnership model, public-private partnership model. I just posted a blog about that today if you need information or whatever. So, love to see you guys, and I'll stick around as long as it takes to answer any questions that I can answer. And I don't know, you can buy me lunch or dinner. I wouldn't mind. Man's got to eat. So, all right, Bert. You know, I wanted to, before we went on, I was thinking about doing this every day just because I love the legal language. It's just so messed up. But the word of the day today, wish I had Pee Wee Herman here to and Conky to tell me the word of the day. But the word of the day is plantations. This is out of Bouvier's Law Dictionary of 1856, and it's online. Plantations is defined as colonies or dependencies. In England, this word, as it is used in certain chapters, is never applied to any of the British dominions in Europe, but only to the colonies in the West Indies and America. So, folks, when we say the word colony, we're actually, these weren't little free things that were outside of England. When the colonies all got together and created the, what was it called, the Confederacy, they were still colonies. Okay, they weren't independent, they were actually dependencies. And the other definition, which I find just so amusing, is by plantation is also meant a farm. Who runs plantations? Slave owners. Who works on plantations? Why slaves, of course. Okay, Bert, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get off subject. So let's go back to this very interesting definition of body politic, a social compact by which the whole people covenants with each citizen. So we basically contract with each other in that certain way, and each citizen with the whole people, that all shall be governed by certain laws for the common good, or also a term applied to a corporation.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting is when you keep looking at all these terms, somehow the word corporation always seems to pop in. God, could it be that we're living in a corporation nation? Did I coin that term? That was me, right?
Yeah, that was you. I didn't have anything to do with that. Actually, that was a Corporation Nation was a book, and I didn't find this out until after I named my own stuff that. It was actually a book written, I don't remember who the author is, but Corporation Nation, just so I don't, it's not plagiarism, I swear it was a mistake. But I use the, and that makes it different. The Corporation Nation. But yeah, that's the idea, is that everything is corporate, and a compact, as it says, is you're literally in compact with each other, not on the natural realm, not that you're actually responsible, but in a contractual way, and that's the difference.
Okay, and that's the next point that we were going to get into, because the definition of the word compact is, like you correctly said, it's an agreement. It's a contract between parties, which create obligations and rights capable of being enforced and contemplated as such between the parties in their distinct and independent characters. So without a contract, without a compact, there can be no enforcement. But yet, they treat us as though we have some kind of a contract written in blood.
Well, I mean, it kind of boils down to that, actually. I mean, that would take us in a whole different direction if we started talking about the blood oath and everything. You got a bunch of different things here. Which other one did you want to cover? Go ahead.
Well, I mean, the thing that I want people to realize is that, okay, we're talking about a body politic, which everything in this country, everything in your state, everything in your county, in your city, it's all revolving around a body politic. And they're going under an assumption that just because you happen to be there, suddenly you're under a compact. I mean, what kind of insanity is that? I mean, if you step into Walmart, does that mean that you are automatically into a contract with Walmart and you get to get the benefits of the stock market from Walmart? No, they'd be like, you're insane, sir. Where is your receipt of your stocks that you purchased? Wait, but I'm here. I'm in Walmart. Doesn't that make me part of your compact? Don't I get the benefits of all the stocks and everything? No, they'll give you a third shoe and throw you out the door.
Well, that would be interesting, though, to walk into to Walmart and say, "Hey, I'm a citizen of Walmart, and I'm demanding free healthcare. So I'm going to take this peroxide and these Band-Aids and everything else, and then walk over to the food aisle and say, "Hey, I need the benefit of free, you know, food stamps, and I'm going to just, you know, write on a piece of paper that this is a food stamp, and I'm going to start taking all the food, and I'm going to, you know, it's that's how ridiculous this is." And it's like, it's almost like these guys came out overnight one day and they just covered the entire land of the United States, all the states individually, and they covered it all with a see-through piece of cellophane. And all of a sudden we come out, and all of a sudden everywhere we look, it looks exactly the same. But we're actually not walking on the land anymore. We're walking on this artificial corporate structure. Mm-hmm. We're walking on the cellophane. And because we're walking on the cellophane and we don't even know it, because they've somehow built a certain ignorance of it into it. It's silent. You can't hear it when you walk on it. You can't feel it. You can't touch it. You can't taste it. But yet you're walking on it. You're no longer a man of the land. You're now a citizen of the cellophane. Isn't that weird? I mean, it's
yeah.
Oh, we're the cellophane people. We'll be back. We'll take some calls and more with Bert. Stay with us.
With no shoes on their feet, how's the people living in the street? Oh, there's a solution.
Extend your life.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Derivatives, quantitative easing, trade imbalances, recession, low GDP, nations close to collapsing, and subprime loans, foreclosed homes, and people's taxes spent to bail out too big to fail, AAA banks again. Fear levels rising as a US crash seems imminent, having smashed the debt ceiling of $14 trillion. Despite protests and clashes in Athens streets, the IMF imposed structurally unjust programs in Greece, where in fact the term economy entered our language from the Greek oikonomia, meaning household management. Well, how are we managing? Theories abound, but in practice, does anyone actually know what the hell's even happening? Well, seems we've come to our global auditing, our financial day of reckoning. It's
an all right, folks, welcome back. I don't think anybody really knows what's happening. Not really. Hey, Bert, I got a question for you, my friend.
Go ahead, sir.
How do you feel about making a cameo appearance tomorrow as well, so we can continue this topic? Because I can tell we're not going to get through all this. Are you busy tomorrow? My guest just canceled on me. I have a friend that actually just got elected to the council, and nice. She's like, I don't want to come on before I'm sworn in.
Oh, okay.
So maybe next week. So if you're free tomorrow, I'd love to have you back. I think people really enjoy your rhetoric.
10-4. Roger, right. Roger.
Join me tomorrow for Free Man Bird on the Corporation Nation Radio Program. This is always fun. I'm sure glad you agreed to do this every week. I'll tell you what, let's take some calls because these great folks have been holding on for a while here. Ken in Fort Worth. How you doing, Ken? Ken, where you go? Kathleen in Texas, are you there?
Hi, Clint. Thanks, Clint. Thanks, Bert. I have the answer to everything.
Woo!
You ready?
Are you God?
It's 1 Kings chapter 8, and that's the Catholic Bible. And I think in the Protestant Bible, it's the first book of Samuel. And this is when the Israelites wanted to have a king. And God told Samuel, don't worry, they're not rejecting you, they're rejecting me. And then he gives very succinctly, beautifully, everything that you've been talking about and that we've experienced all through history, every government, because they're made by men. They are kings. The mm-hmm. Constitution's a king. Every government, they want a king other than God. And what he says is, very clearly, this is what will happen. All your men will become his soldiers. All your women will become his bakers and servants. And then you will also be his farmers, and you will be his, everything, all like this. And then he says, and his servants and his eunuchs will reap the benefit of your work. So that's the all the corporations and so forth. But they get their status because they are the servants of the king. But, you know, so, but anyway, I've seen this, been so appalled by this in the last few years, just seeing the Constitution raised to an idol form, you know, so important. And it's just another creation of men, which is vulnerable it's exactly the description. And so we are the workers in the farm. And the eunuchs and the servants of the king are the bureaucrats, and it's always been that way. And but we can live; it's like a parallel life, a parallel universe. And when you described your Clint, your childhood, a very happy, wonderful family, and the church represented to you people helping people. And I, too, had what God gave me, wonderful parents and family. And so I experienced the same thing. Now, it was a Catholic church, and we went to Mass all the time. But the whole idea was that everyone who crossed your path was a precious child of God. And to see this, and then to see my parents, everyone who crossed our threshold, they were treated like as if we were on a prairie, and they were a treasure. Oh, what story do you have to tell? And they were treated, no respecter of men. They would, whether it was the plumber or you know whoever it was, they were. My mother would fix homemade minestrone soup and a big apple pie, and send them home with an apple pie, and just treated everyone just as a treasure. And
isn't it sad? Because thanks for your call so much. I really appreciate it. Now what do we do, though, Kathleen? We actually send virtual gifts. We send virtual pies. We send little emoticons. We don't do anything for each other. We, instead of, actually trying to help people, what do? We give our money to corporations, and we get a pink bracelet that says, we're curing cancer. No, a bracelet's not going to cure cancer. Only the people, when they go outside of the... This is why the Bible, and this is why I say this over and over and over, somewhere in the Bible, I can't remember where right now, it specifically says, do not put your faith in men. Do not allow men to rule you. Never put your faith in men. Again, though, what does that mean? And I think you'll appreciate this, Kathleen, because you see every word in the Bible very much had a legal meaning, okay? Faith, according to Bouvier's Law Dictionary, 1856, is defined as probity, Good faith is the very soul of contracts. Faith also signifies confidence, belief, as full faith and credit ought to be given to the acts of a magistrate while acting within his jurisdiction. You see how that works? This is why you would never want to give or put faith in man. See, the problem is, as citizens, we are faith. Faith is a financial instrument. We're no longer flesh and blood to these kings that Kathleen is talking about. You see, all these words have a very specific meaning. And again, thanks for the call. I wanted to get to Gary in North Carolina. I think that's North Carolina, because Gary found something that we need to talk about. How you doing, Gary? Oh, is Gary there?
Gary fell asleep on us.
I'm here.
Oh. Hey, Gary, how you doing?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Hey, how are you?
What's up, man?
Well, you know, I was on last week, and I went to court last Friday, and we were on the chat, and the question everyone should ask, because I got a very interesting response from the judge. I need to find it here so I don't mess up what to say. Oh, Lord. Okay, so for the...
Now, just to be clear, this is what you actually stated in court, correct?
This is actually what I stated in court, right. I said, for the record, the injured claimant makes the motion that the state clarifies the status of the accused is the same as the status of a citizen referred to in Article 4, Section 2 of the Constitution of the United States of America. And the response was, we're assigning you an attorney search. Here's your attorney's number. You return back here next December 9th. We'll see you then.
So they told you they're assigning you an attorney? That was their answer?
That was their answer, right.
Well, I was mentioning in the chat room that I didn't like the way that that statement was stated, because it almost sounded like you were asking the judge to give you a status as opposed to telling him that you're not any status that he assigned you. So I was a little interested in how that actually played out. But so did he sweat? Did he look at you like, oh crap, or was it a?
It was actually a woman, and she was really more polite than most judges are. And she did give me a look like I had green eyes or something. And I thought it was very, there was a lot of back and forth there. I just summarized the important issue there. But So the thing is, they do not want to address your status.
And this is what we were talking about last week, right, Bert, that we've got to start asking for what they think we are when we step into the court.
Right, exactly. I mean, because we can't go in saying we're this and we're that, because we've got to prove the fact if we state we're something. But if we ask questions and they tell us something, then we can say, can you show me the evidence, please?
Yeah, exactly. You're rebutting it. All right, folks, we'll be back for the final segment here. Stay with us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's S-T-E-M-G-E-V-I-T-Y. Stemgevity.com. or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Welcome back. We're talking about the Force today and how to use it. Oh, I snorted. Hey, we're talking about the Force today and how to use it. The Force is really your internal soul. It is your flesh and blood body, which is the vehicle that carries that soul. Bert, I know you wanted to get into before we have to go today, but again, Bert's going to join me tomorrow, I think, prima facie, that is, and we're going to continue this conversation. But you want to talk about what's called youth organizations.
Yeah, I think it's important that people realize some of the organizations that they themselves are getting involved in as juvenile adults or as juvenile children. And the one that is most obvious to people is the Boy Scouts of America. Very popular organization, and people don't realize that it's actually a federal corporation.
And let me add that somewhere in all my genealogy notes, I do remember that the founder of the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts was also a bloodline cousin. Go on.
Oh, okay. Well, and then you also have the Girl Scouts of the United States of America. So your girls are involved in there. There you go. You have the Boy Scouts. I mean, the Boys Clubs of America, the Girls Clubs of America, the Young Men's Christian Association. So they actually have Christian organizations in the federal government. The Young Women's Christian Association.
Now, we're reading out of 5 U.S. Code 301 department regulations from a government organization and employees, the agents generally. Interesting. I don't know what to make of this, although it sounds like you're... Well, I won't make a distasteful joke today. What should we garner from this, Bert?
Well, I mean, you also have 4-H clubs. I was in I was living in the mountains for a while, and they had a 4-H club there that all the young youngsters in the community, this is like a very country area, they were all involved in. And I had no idea that the 4-H clubs is also a federal organization. So, I mean, they're so deep into the fabric of our life. Big brothers, big sisters, all that is the same thing.
What you're really saying, Bert, is that they're deep into the community.
Yes.
Or that important word we discovered.
And they're trying to manipulate your mind, your brain, everything about you from every angle that they can possibly come up with. And I mean, like this neighborhood where I'm living now, I mean, you should see the semi trucks that pull up when it's time to spread out the Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts cookies. I mean, it's one heck of a business. It's semi after semi coming full of cookies. And I mean, in about 2 hours, all those semis are emptied. All these parents come up in their SUVs and load them up.
Huh. I wonder, I've never thought to look at who makes those and how much of their stock is owned by government.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's another blog for you.
Yeah. I notice also Big Brothers Big Sisters of America is a federal organization, but there's also these really kind of creepy ones. The Civil Air Patrol, the Campfire USA, the Young Marines. Mm-hmm. The Naval Sea Cadets Corps. I mean, really what these are militant youngster groups, right? I mean, they're, mm-hmm. I hate to say that about the Boy Scouts, but I mean, they're federal. That's really interesting.
Here's what they say. The purpose of their organization, to provide training in citizenship, leadership, physical fitness, service to community, and most importantly, teamwork, because they want you to be a team player.
And
one
it does
that
say,
complain.
Sure, it does say that these are to serve individuals under the age of 21.
Mm-hmm.
Promote the development of character and ethical and moral values. What does that? I mean, again, what does that mean? Because remember, government only deals with persons; it doesn't deal with real living, kids.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're talking about promoting the development of character being your citizen, your artificial person, your reputation, your credit score, all of those things, and ethics. I mean, for God's sake, the last person I'd want my child learning ethics from are the inside traitors of the Senate and Congress, and Obama for that matter, and moral values. Okay, maybe they'll put a drone piloting course in the Boy Scouts to kill, 95% children and kids before they ever kill anyone they're targeting. I mean, these are the character and ethical and moral values. That's where they're coming from. Wonderful.
Yeah. I mean, since when is the government supposed to be in the business of moral? Isn't the people supposed to bring the moral to their community? It just makes no sense.
Hey, I think we still have Gary on the line. Gary, you still there? Okay. Well, let's take a final call here, and we'll certainly discuss this more in detail. Patrick in Toledo.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
Hi there.
Good. How are you?
Fine. I just have one question. I know a lot of people are talking about this UCC. Does UCC bring you to the same level as the corporations?
Well, I'm not a fan of the UCC because of if you try to step into it, you're obviously stepping into the realm of the corporation. And in order for you to play into it, you have to take some kind of a personhood within that game.
Okay, also, yeah, I understand that. You know, when that crossed my mind, that's why I was so iffy about it. But this program here is just trying to get people out of the system, correct?
That's our goal, is to get to, not so much to get out of the system, but to understand when you are in it. Most people don't even know they're in it.
Yeah, and to get to stop being a victim of your status. That is really what we're saying, to rebut the status so that these things don't apply to you, so that you no longer have a babysitter. Now, as far as UCC, which is Uniform Commercial Code, that is part of a system that I uncovered a while ago. It's basically when a bunch of attorneys get together, write a bunch of law, and then lobby each state to pass what's called uniform laws. There's over 118 uniform laws, including Child Protective Services, including the Uniform Commercial Code. If you actually go and look up uniform laws on Wikipedia, I think it is. I wish I could remember where I posted those. I think it's in the Cracking the Cult of the Constitution, my first one. I think there's a list of all 118 uniform laws. And basically, it's very similar to the National Governors Association passing common core standards in every state. They create it outside of government. They lobby themselves inside of government and pass their own bills. So it's uniform. And when you see who actually creates it, you're going to die, because it's just a consortium of different attorneys, basically. So me personally, at first, when I saw the straw man, UCC, redemption, and all that stuff, I'm like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. It's great. And then I started realizing it's in the name. Uniform, commercial, and code. Those are all bad things in my book. So personally, I don't think that's the route that I would choose to take. It is there for the taking if you want to choose that route, but I don't personally see anybody having much success with it. So,
okay, all right.
Yeah,
great.
I mean, it depends where you're using it. I mean, if you're like fighting the banks, you can use the UCC code to tell the banks, "Hey, guess what? You're not following your UCC code. How about following it?"
Yeah. I mean, everything is a weapon. That's the other aspect of it. So you can use it against them, which is really what the law is for.
Yeah.
Well, folks, we will continue this tomorrow. I want to thank you for joining me and remind you that I'll be my latest blog post on realityblogger.wordpress.com is about my presentation I'll be making this weekend on Common Core, which should be interesting. All right. We'll see you tomorrow, folks. Thanks for joining us. Thank you, Bert.
All righty, Ben.
Ed Callers.
With financial uncertainty.